Hi, everyone, and welcome to the HR and Payroll Podcast. My name is Imran Sajid with SAP SuccessFactors. So the world has changed quite drastically over the last few months, and people and organizations are adapting quickly. As someone who's really focused on the HR and payroll world, I'm learning something new every day and am openly challenging my views and looking to learn. So as part of this exploration, I decided to start this podcast to have meaningful conversations with experts in the field, and I wanted to share those conversations with others. So my goal is to produce an easy-to-consume podcast discussing various and relevant topics available at least once a month. I'll have 15 to 20-minute conversations with a variety of guests that could include customers, influencers, partners, or colleagues that can provide valuable insight to the ecosystem. Joining me today is one of the top payroll consultants in the SAP SuccessFactors space, Mike Tim from Integrated Consulting Group. Mike and I have known each other and been friends for many years. We both volunteered with the SAP Americas User Group, or ASUG, and we've also spoken at many conferences and events over the year. Thanks for joining me, Mike.
Hey, thank you, Imran. I'm really happy to be here. Looking forward to our discussion today. It's a topic that I'm seeing more of, so I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. So, Mike, there's been a lot of change in the world in 2020, to say the least. Usually I see you a couple times a year, which I always enjoy, but unfortunately this year I haven't been able to. Actually, you know what? We did get to meet in January at the ASUG volunteer meeting, although I will say that feels like last year. What have you seen in terms of payroll projects and what's going on with the market? Are you starting to see projects start for payroll? Are you starting to see existing customers looking at ways to optimize payroll? What's going on there?
Well, yes, this year has been interesting and it continues to be interesting as we go. The year started out really pretty strong. Like you said, we saw each other in January. At that point in time, there's a lot of projects in the pipeline for new implementations of employee central payroll. Also looking at on-prem, you know, trying to wring out as much value as you can from those systems. As we got into mid-March, things got a little interesting. Not only was everybody's life being changed because of shutdowns and things like that, but the project pipeline changed. And what I was seeing and dealing with for a while there was that in-process projects were continuing on. So teams went remote and it was, you know, good from most aspects because there wasn't much of a hiccup. People were used to working with each other. All the technology is in place now. You go back 10 years and it would have been a different story. But there were some upcoming projects that were postponed, some of them indefinitely, some of them permanently. And then beyond that, it kind of depended too on the industry. Some of the industries were hit a lot more than others. And so we had to go through and work with those to try to figure out what was a good fit and what wasn't. One of the good things that I've started to see though is a lot of those projects that were postponed back in March and April are picking back up. So they're getting some life again and starting. Even some of them that were permanently postponed have come up and said, hey, we're going to start getting going on this. It might be a beginning of next year, 2021, but it's good. One of the other interesting developments that I've run into, especially over the last couple months, as everyone kind of gets situated working from home, companies are now saying well into 2021, they'll be working from home. The payroll departments are really looking at the payroll control center and what it can do for them now that they can't look over their shoulder or walk a couple offices down and say, okay, what's the status? So I know we're going to get into that a little bit more. But that's something that I see as very positive. How about you, Imran? What have you seen going on? I know you talk to a lot of SAP customers.
Yeah, we'll loop back around to the remote work topic as well as payroll control center. But for me, I saw the same thing happen, where there's certainly a pause late in Q1 and beginning of Q2 when the pandemic was first going on and people kind of froze up as like, okay, what should we do here? But now we're definitely starting to see that change. So there's been a lot more customers as well as prospects that are reaching out to us to have conversations about optimizing their payroll and really starting a dialogue of how they can improve what they do today because they need to use technology better and do things differently. So it's been a little bit shocking to me to see how many large global companies have reached out to us about their global payroll needs over the last few months. And the funny thing to me is in those type of deals, our primary competition a lot of times ends up being a vendor that's using an SAP system to provide payroll services. So that makes it very clear to me when it comes to large enterprise payroll, especially global, SAP is still very much the market leader and a go-to vendor. Anyways, that's a topic in and of itself and for another day. But switching gears a little bit, now that so many people are working from home, and you alluded to it a little bit, and that doesn't seem to be changing in the immediate future. So given that fact, for me, the types of conversations are changing quite a bit. So in my latest LinkedIn article, I talked about how prior to COVID, I never really got the question from anyone in a payroll department asking me about, can I run payroll from a tablet? And that's definitely changed over the last few months. So it got me really thinking about how much the world has changed and ways to do things differently and actively exploring those. Have you also been having those type of conversations where people haven't expressed an interest to do payroll differently now that they are sitting at home, like you said, and has that been a driver for change and the uptick in interest in payroll control center?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the tablet and being able to do those types of things, just because I hadn't heard much about that in the past. But now all of a sudden it's like, with a little bit of skepticism, can we really monitor our payroll process? Can we really start our process on a tablet and looking at that? And yes, you can. And that's the beauty of the payroll control center. And there isn't any extra technical wizardry to implement the payroll control center. Once you have the payroll control center, you can use a variety of devices. Some are going to be more easy on the eyes using a computer or tablet. You could even use your phone if you're able to see that, like my kids can a lot better than I. But there's a lot of opportunity there. I did want to say I did enjoy your article, and I hope all your listeners have had a chance to read it. If not, they should go out and take a look at it, because it does take you through a journey. And that was one of the things I really liked about it is it talked about, hey, here's all the what ifs and some of the questions that go around things. But you don't have to think about future state. These are things that are available now through the Payroll Control Center. What do you think about that, Imran?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your early insight into my article as well. So it's definitely a reality that PCC allows companies to work differently, and not necessarily just about the convenience of using one of those devices, right? Not just sitting on your couch and doing it, but to put an entire framework around remote work, from being able to have visibility on what everyone else is working on without being able to walk over to their desk, to be able to enter notes and attachments so you have that transparency and auditability, to being very clear on exactly where everything stands in the whole payroll process. So to me, it's awesome that we're seeing an interest on people being open to doing payroll differently, because that's historically been a group that's so resistant to change. So let's dig into that a little bit more. I know you've implemented Payroll Control Center for customers. We, being SAP, have tried to make improvements to make it easier to implement, and we're still working on that with even a big update planned for the next few releases. Can you talk a little bit about your experience implementing Payroll Control Center?
Yeah, and to be honest, the introduction of the Payroll Control Center configuration simplification here a couple of years ago made a huge difference. Right there, it became much, much easier to put it in place. And the implementation process became very straightforward and a lot quicker. It's there was less technical ease to it, which was kind of nice. The projects, they still revolve mostly around identifying and building the useful KPIs and policy validations for the payroll department. So What are the types of audits that I want it to be notified about? What actually means something to me? Yeah. And that's that blueprinting that and identifying those can take quite some time. SAP delivers quite a few. And then those you can go and create your own. It's really just a matter of trying to narrow those things down so it's meaningful. Change management, I think, is one of those things that there's a challenge sometimes. But once someone sees how the processes work in the payroll control center and any changes, you end up with a lot of smiles. So I think that the simplification on the process. So if your group has relatively inexperienced people all the way to very experienced people, everybody likes it. You can see exactly what's going on, especially since we're trying to shift the workload from payroll day or the couple days that payroll is actually being run to the previous week or the previous 2 weeks. Since we ran payroll last, the regular payroll last, we can start shifting the workload. Hey, we're catching missing master data or other types of items that are causing us issues. We no longer have to wait and try to resolve those. So it really helps by pushing that forward prior to payroll day. Another thing that I'm seeing a lot of individuals really like is being able to see what the status of the payroll is. So the dashboard style view, I'm not sure if that's the SAP technical name of it, but the dashboard provides you where are we in the process. You can go in and see how many alerts, who has those alerts, those types of things, all without having to attend a status meeting or make phone calls throughout the day. So especially with the remote working now, it's much easier just to go look periodically and see where things are, especially if you're a manager, because you want to know that, hey, we're moving towards our end goal of finishing this up. As we talked a little earlier, I have been seeing a big uptick in questions about the payroll control center. The difference in the past, a lot of the inquiries from the different payroll departments were trying to get information about it. They were just trying to get comfortable, figure out what kind of value did it give them, the way they were doing things. And more recently, they've taken that type of information from the last 2 or 3 years. And now they're saying, okay, we saw it before. We didn't know how much value it'd bring us at the time, but now we know we have these different pieces and it will actually help streamline, make us more efficient. Especially as you have kids at home and other things, all the different juggling of activities during business hours. More people are working kind of off hours, and it'd be nice to know the status without having to bother someone during off hours. Also, like we talked a little bit about, you know, we can start the process from any device. So when we know we're ready, hey, all the alerts have been worked through, now we can move on to the next step. The manager, payroll manager, can go in and kick that off. And those pieces can be done from any device, which makes it a lot easier. I'd also say that we can accomplish a lot of this stuff without sending even an instant message. So because we know, yep, here's the alert level that we were at 9 o'clock in the morning, here's where we are at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we can go through and say, okay, we've completed this, we're ready for the next step. And it's, I don't know, it's really quite nice. And a lot of places that I'm talking to right now really are looking at that kind of flexibility in the hours that they're working, but also pushing more workload for the front end because there's so much going on payroll days that they want to be able to tackle. And really, what's not to like? It does make it, yeah, it is a prettier unit, user interface, which is nice, but the actual functionality is great. I was going to ask you, Imran, what can you tell me about some of the upcoming items that SAP is focusing on for the Payroll Control Center?
Yeah, appreciate that, Mike. So I'm actually very excited about our roadmap on PCC, and I can't wait to share more about it. Some of the updates that are coming out in the next few releases are really the culmination of multiple years of effort with a lot of customer feedback incorporated into it. So one of those updates is a new UI for how to process payroll, with us incorporating the entire payroll process into a single view in the form of like a checklist. And that is to give even better visibility, as well as allowing multiple processes to run at the same time, which I'm sure people will be happy about. The second thing we're doing is something I referenced earlier, which is making it even easier to set up and providing more capabilities to the end users so customers can maintain it themselves. So post go live, that includes being able to create payroll alerts using a configurable framework. And so I'll go into more details on this, and we'll have a payroll roadmap session at the Virtual Success Connect, which was recently announced for October 6th for the US and Latin America region, and October 20th for the EMEA and MEE regions. So switching gears once again to kind of the last topic I had for today. I'm not sure if you saw it, but there was an SAP press release recently that mentioned in the first half of this year, we had 400 customers go live with our solutions, which means the critical part of their projects was right during the middle of this pandemic. And to me, that's phenomenal. And it really goes to show that the people and companies that are doing these type of projects remotely are able to do so in those key go live phases. You've been in the space a long time, and typically with new implementations, and especially right around go live, historically, there's always been a lot of on-site work. Now, given what we've seen with the pandemic, how much people have adjusted to working from home, the tools available, do you see this continuing, or do you think people will eventually kind of return to their old ways? Have you found the ability to work remotely and successfully deliver a payroll project to also be true?
Well, yes, and I'll get to that in just a minute, but I did read through that article or that announcement, and I was very happy to see that a lot of projects continued on with little to no hiccups and went live. I'm sure those companies that decided, hey, we're going to keep going and we're going to get through this project and go live, have already started seeing some of the return on their efforts. Mm-hmm. So that was a very positive sign. Now, kind of moving on to the other piece of that is, yeah, when I first started consulting, it was almost always on-site work. I mean, it's one of the first projects I had, I was doing some dial-up. So it's been long enough ago that was the way we connected to the company. I did start getting a lot more projects that were remote starting in about 2003. I was one of the lucky ones. I don't think as many people had remote work at that time. But, you know, one of the benefits of remote work is most companies will see around a 20% decrease almost immediately in the cost of the project because you eliminate travel. You also gain flexibility in scheduling because there's, you know, everyone's available. They're not traveling, or like a lot of consultants on Fridays, that's when they would have to catch up on all their errands that had to be done during regular business hours, weekly business hours. The other thing too is the online tools to run remote projects have improved significantly, and you know that's accelerated over the last few months. We've seen the number of rollouts from some of the different vendors for group chats and video calls and all that kind of thing. It's been amazing what they've been adding on to some of these products. And you know, there are times that having on-site presence is still good during a project, and you know, I'm looking forward to being able to do that coming up.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of interesting to see when that starts happening, and I think it'll be more focused. So do you really need to? Yes, no, you know, how is this going to help? So I think that overall, I think that management has been seeing the remote projects and all the benefits. Employees in general, I think are typically happier. They still have some things to figure out with others being at home and that kind of thing. But I think just the availability, the flexibility, we don't have commute times anymore.
Right.
And you know, we can reach out very, very easy. Mm-hmm. What have you been seeing from your customers?
Yeah, it's really interesting because for so many years, people were just used to doing the things the way they always have, which is in person in many cases. And that's true for people running payroll, right? They come over, look over shoulders, they run payroll, as well as implementing new software. So you have a transformation project and you're going to have your consultants there in person. So to me, delivering a remote project is no longer of can we make this work or a proof of concept. We saw it firsthand. We faced one of the most difficult tests, and that's during a global pandemic, and we still saw a lot of success stories. It does require working differently, but like you said, the tools that exist today, they already allow for it, and they're going to continue to improve. So people will get even more used to it, and working remotely should be a completely viable way of delivering a project. So I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how things adjust and go from there. All right. Well, thanks a lot for joining me today, Mike. Really appreciate all of your insights, and I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. Looking forward to the next one.
Hey, you're welcome. And I want to make sure that you understand, I'm very happy to do this. I think it's great getting some of the word out, discussing some of these topics. I think very useful.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And I certainly hope it'll be valuable for the ecosystem. My article, as well as other items referenced during our discussion, are included as links in the podcast details. So certainly check those out if you're interested. Thanks again, Mike.